Every week we hear about a new confrontation between a police officer and black youth, which winds up in an aggressive and even deadly ending. While the search for solutions by many have involved looking at the police side of the situation, my next guest calls on the focus to also be placed on the other side in an effort to prevent these confrontations from happening. He's a former Alabama state trooper, founder of Be Someone, which trains inner-city youths and adults on how to make better life decisions. He's also an author. His book is One Move at a Time, How to Play and Win at Chess and Life. Orrin Hudson. Good morning, Orrin.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm excited to be and talking to people in the New Jersey area.
Yeah, I hear you have a friend in New Jersey.
Yeah, his name is Judge Wendell Daniels. I just want to give a shout-out to him because he called me and said, you know, Orrin, he said, my court is called the Love Court. I'm tired of locking these kids up. Please come to this city. Let's help these kids. Let's teach them to think it out instead of shoot it out. Let's teach these kids to push pawns instead of drugs. Let's teach these kids peace over violence. He said, because when they come in his courtroom, Judge Daniels, he said, when they come in his courtroom, it's too late. He can't do anything.
Yeah.
So he said prevention is better than detention. So I honor Judge Wendell Daniels for paying me out of his own pocket to come up there to fight crime, because he said, you know, it brings tears to his eyes to lock people up.
And for a change in my part, instead of having to call out judges doing wrong, it's nice to hear about a judge in New Jersey that's getting it done right. Hopefully others are going to learn from that lesson, too. BeSomeone.org is Orrin's website, by the way. And recently you penned a letter which is entitled, Dear Black People, Stop Running from the Police. And I read this letter, and we'll get to some of the points, but I equated it with the police being much like a boss in the workplace. You're going to have aggressive bosses. You're going to have even bosses who speak obscenities and maybe even throw things against the wall because of that so-called type A personality. You either confront that hostility with hostility and just escalate the situation, or you say, whatever you want, do what you want, do as you say, and we can maybe fix this after things calm down.
Yeah, you got to be polite. And if somebody is mean to you, if you be polite to them, eventually you'll win over them. So you just got to be good, you got to be faithful, and you got to know that there's a high power, because power is an illusion. When I was a state trooper, I never lost a case. Why? Because I'm not going to write nothing that's borderline. I'm not going to write nothing that's nitpicking. And every time I arrested somebody, I gave them some type of deal. Mr. Jones, I got you on radar of 109. I can put 109 on the ticket. But when you saw me, you slammed on your brakes, smoke went everywhere, you slowed down to 79. If I put 79 on the ticket and say you're $500, how does that sound? Oh, thank you. So he's happy. He got a ticket. I gave him a deal. He's happy. So treat people better than you want to be treated, because everybody you meet is the most important person in the world. And everybody needs that respect above the head. Everybody say, appreciate me. And I appreciate it, everybody I stop, because everybody we meet is important. And we all are angels with one wing, and we need each other to fly.
A lot of what you wrote about in that letter, too, with don't run, show respect all times, keep your hands where they can be seen, you have the right to remain silent, and sign the ticket, leave, and again, fix everything that went wrong after the fact. The black community, the parents in the black community, call that having the talk with their kids, but too often the parents refer to the talk in a negative way, as if, well, I guess I really have to do it, but I don't want to do it.
Right. They don't know what they don't know, and they focus on the negative. But we got to change the game. You know, we got to change the game. We got to teach people it's all about being positive, it's all about being true, and it's all about being polite. When you're polite and you courtesy and you nice, good things will happen. Often it may change his mind. But if you get out there with a bad attitude, oh, it's all she wrote.
You're in the back with your hands behind your back.
Exactly.
Plus, too, if someone is, again, cops are human, they're going to have bad days, they could be jerks. When you're nice to the jerk, you're going to make that jerk realize, man, am I a jerk?
Right. Eventually, you're going to win. So just be cool, be calm, be collect, be polite, say yes, sir, no, sir, and, you know, ask for mercy.
Why is this idea just seems to have difficulty sticking in and not picking on the black community, but this is our topic of discussion just because of the nature of the news stories. I mean, we heard Bill Cosby, before he had all his troubles come about, talk about, you know, pull your pants up, talk English, and go get a job. And it just seems like, okay, those ideas get brief attention, but then we move back into the negative.
Well, I got a program out that's called We Got to Check, Challenge, and Change the Community, because our young people need to pull their pants up, pull their grades up, pull their head up, and you got to think before you move. And see, the problem with society, I tell children all the time, if you're walking around with your pants sagging, you're a punk, and you're following a follower. So we got to change the game. It's called follow a leader and be a leader. Get your head up, get your pants up, get your grades up, and the big one, never give up.
Talking with Orrin Hudson. He is the founder of Be Someone, also author of One Move at a Time, How to Play and Win at Chess and Life. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. And this is really fascinating to me, because you integrate chess in your motivational talking and your positive ideas, because having played chess for quite some time, moves and actions have consequences.
Yes. Everything you do matters. And so you win or lose based on the decisions that you make. Not the government, not taxes, but me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. So we got to teach young people to take personal responsibility. If it's to be, it's got to be me. No one is coming to the rescue.
And again, having played chess, there's nothing that you can enjoy. I mean, the board games have the little finite things. You can get all the boardwalks and park places and Monopoly until the cows come home. But if you're up against the wall in a chess match and you come back and overtake your opponent, that makes you feel real solid about yourself.
It makes you feel real solid, and it teaches the principle to never give up. The biggest mistake you ever can do your entire life is to give up. Abraham Lincoln, his mother, her last words on the planet to Abraham was, be someone. And even though Abraham had failed 8 times running for public office, Abraham Lincoln took those 2 words, be someone, all the way to the White House. But he didn't give up. See, he could have stopped, but he didn't give up. And we got to teach young people, never give up, stay in the game.
Going back to your letter that you penned for the public and for the black community, with the idea of don't run, do too many black youths feel that they're assumed to be guilty, or feel they're assumed to be guilty, and that's why they run? That's just the natural inclination, thinking, well, I'm black, the cop's white, I'm done, so let me make a run for it.
Right. Well, I got a letter from a guy, a couple of emails. They said, hey, you crazy. I got to run from the police. You ain't never been. They're going to beat my brains out of this time. I said, look, your chances are better if you don't run. If you run from the police, number one, that's a charge called attempting to elude police. That's automatically a charge. If the other stuff was innocent, it doesn't matter. Now you really got a charge. I just like if a police officer stop you and try to make you blow into the machine, if you refuse to blow and give a test, then your license is suspended automatically, whether you're drunk or not.
Yeah.
So it can imply consent. So a lot of people are not aware of the law. So all I'm doing is trying to educate young people. I'm on a national tour. I'm going to Baltimore. I'm teaching you, I'm embracing racial unity and teaching people that black and white is the same, that no blame is in this game.
And above and beyond everything else, again, as you refer to in the letter, if someone does foul you, there is recourse after the fact.
Right. You deal with that later, not on the side of the road. You can get killed on the side of the road, or you can kill somebody else. Running from the police, you could get hit by a car, or anything could happen. So just be still, be cool, you know, sign a ticket. Signing a ticket is not saying you're guilty. Signing a ticket is saying you appear in court.
You mentioned how you do traveling around and you do talks. You've done some stuff here in New Jersey. If someone wants to get a hold of you, is it just for schools? Is it organizations? Can a town council say, you know what, we got some problems here with the youth in our town. Come on in and talk to the town in an assembly.
Yes, I do that all the time. I do, you know, I do administrative, I do team, I do churches, I do community centers, I do schools, I do anything. I'm all about the community, and right now we're trying to raise funds. I have a GoFundMe page set up so I can travel to different cities to do what I do. It's GoFundMe.com/BeSomeone. Be Someone is the name of my 501c3 nonprofit. I came with Be Someone because Abraham Lincoln's mother told him to be someone, and all I'm doing is empowering our young people to be someone. Never settle for less than you can be. Think it out, don't shoot it out. Peace over violence.
And again, it's besomeone.org, because what you have is your potential, and what you do with that potential is, much like on a chessboard, it's going to be consequences based upon the moves you make, could be benefits based upon the moves you make. And I hope, as you look at yourself in the mirror, and as you parents help your kids realize who they are, that you want them and they want to be winners in their life. His book is One Move at a Time, How to Play and Win at Chess and Life. BeSomeone.org is website. Orrin Hudson, thanks for how you make us more aware of our potential, of all people of all ages, and how to guide those who are not on the right track, and how you help out with that as well. Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me, and besomeone.org.